This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of May, 2024. Essence, sweet children, become as merciful as the Father. Merciful children liberate everyone from sorrow and do the service of making impure ones pure. Question: what does the whole world want? Something that no one but the Father can fulfill? Answer: the whole world wants to receive peace and happiness. The Father comes on hearing the call of all the children. Baba is unlimited, and this is why he has a lot of concern about how his children can become happy from unhappy. Baba says, children, the old world is mine. All are my children, and I come to liberate everyone from their sorrow. I am the master of the whole world. I have to make it pure from impure. Om Shanti. The Father is purifying you children. Therefore, there definitely has to be love for the Father, even though there is love between brothers, which is fine. All the children of the one Father are brothers. However, it is only the one Father who purifies everyone. This is why all the children's love is connected to the one Father. The Father says, children, constantly remember me alone. It is fine that you are brothers, and so you would certainly be like milk and sugar. You are children of the one Father. It is souls that have so much love. Since you are to receive a deity status, there has to be a lot of love among you. We are becoming brothers. We are claiming our inheritance from the Father. The Father comes and teaches us. Those who are to understand will understand that this is a school or a big university. The Father gives everyone drishti. That is, he remembers everyone. All human beings, all the souls of the whole world, remember the unlimited Father. The whole world, old and new, belongs to the Father. The new world belongs to the Father, so wouldn't the old world belong to him? It is the Father who purifies everyone. Even the old world is mine. I am the master of the whole world. Although I don't rule the new world, it is still mine. My children remain very happy in that unlimited home, and then they also receive sorrow. This is a play. This whole unlimited world is my home. It is a big stage. The Father knows that there are children of his in the whole home. He looks at the whole world. All are living. All of the children are unhappy at this time, and this is why they call out, Baba, bestower of peace, take us away from this dirty and unhappy world to a world of peace. You call out to the Father. You cannot say anything to the deities. That one is the Father of all. He has concern for the whole world. This is an unlimited home. The Father knows that, at this time, all are unhappy in this unlimited home, and that is why they call out to the bestower of peace and the bestower of happiness. People ask for two things. You know that you are claiming your inheritance of happiness from the unlimited Father. The Father has come and is giving us happiness and also peace. No one else can give us peace and happiness. The Father alone has that mercy. He is the unlimited Father. You understand that we children of Baba were very happy when we were pure. By becoming impure, we have now become unhappy. By sitting on the pyre of lust, souls have become ugly and impure. The main thing is that you forget the Father who gave you such a high status. People sing, "You are the mother and you are the father, and we had plenty of happiness." You are now receiving that, because there is now a lot of sorrow. This world is tamopratan. People continue to choke in the ocean of poison. They don't understand anything. You have now received understanding. You understand that this is the extreme depths of hell. The Father asks you, children, at present, are you residents of hell or residents of heaven? When someone dies, they immediately say that he has become a resident of heaven. That is, he has gone beyond all sorrow. So why do they feed him the things of hell? They don't understand this. The Father comes and establishes heaven. He teaches you children Raja Yoga. The Father says, "Sweet children, I give you this knowledge. I alone have this knowledge. I am the ocean of knowledge." People say that so-and-so is an authority of the scriptures, but they don't understand that they are still souls. They don't know about the Father at all. People say of the Father who makes you into the masters of the world that he is in pebbles and stones. Look at what God V.S. has written. People don't know anything at all. They have become complete orphans and continue to fight and quarrel among themselves. No one knows the Father, the Creator, or the beginning, middle, and end of creation. The Father gives his own introduction and also explains to you the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end. No one else can tell you these things. Ask anyone. Do you know the one who is called Ishwar, God and the Creator? Is it knowing God to say that he is in the pebbles and stones? First of all, understand yourselves. When human beings are tamopratan, animals, etc., are all tamopratan too. When human beings are satopratan, all are happy. As are human beings, so their furniture. The furniture of wealthy people is good. You become very happy masters of the world, so whatever you have there gives happiness. There is nothing there that causes sorrow. This hell is a dirty world. The Father comes and explains to you that God is only one. He alone is the purifier. He establishes heaven. People sing praise of the deities. "You are full of all virtues, dot, dot." They go to a temple and sing the praise of the deities and defame themselves because they are all corrupt. It is Lakshmi and Narayan whom everyone worships who are elevated and residents of heaven. Even sannyasis worship them. It is not like that in the Golden Age. Your renunciation is unlimited. The unlimited Father comes and inspires you to have unlimited renunciation. That is Hatha Yoga, limited renunciation. That religion is separate. The Father says, you have forgotten your religion and pushed yourselves into so many other religions. You have named your Bharat Hindustan and then called it the Hindu religion. In fact, no one established a Hindu religion. There are four main religions: deity, Islam, Buddhism, and Christian. You know that this whole world is an island and that there is the kingdom of Ravan over it. Have you seen Ravan? The one whose effigy is repeatedly burnt is the oldest enemy. People don't even understand why they burn him. There has to be the understanding of who he is and from what time they have been burning him. They think that that has been happening since the beginning of time. Oh, but there still has to be an account. No one knows you. You are the children of Brahma. If anyone asks whose children you are, you say, we are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and so we are definitely his children. Whose child is Brahma? Shiv Baba's. We are his grandchildren. All souls are his children. Then, in terms of bodies, we first become Brahmins. There is Prajapita Brahma. You know how so many people are created. This is by adoption. Shiv Baba adopts you through Brahma. There is also a Mela. In fact, the Mela should take place where the Brahmaputra, the big river, merges into the ocean. The Mela should take place at that confluence. This Mela is here. Brahma is sitting here. You know that he is the father and also the senior Mama. But because he is male, Mama has been appointed to look after the mothers. The Father says, I grant you salvation. You know that those deities are doubly non-violent because Ravan doesn't exist there. There is the night through devotion and the day through this knowledge. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge. People say that he is omnipresent. The Father himself comes and explains. He only explains to his children. There are the versions of God, Shiva. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva, and so he definitely enters someone. He says, I have to take the support of matter. I don't take the support of a young child. Sri Krishna is a young child. I enter this one in the last of his many births, and as well as that, when he is in his stage of retirement. It is only in their stage of retirement that people remember God. However, no one knows God accurately. This is why the Father says, when there is extreme irreligiousness, I come in Bharat alone. The praise of Bharat is limitless. Look how much arrogance of their bodies people have. I am so-and-so, I am this. The Father comes and makes you soul conscious. The spiritual Father sits here and tells you, sweetest spiritual children, all the secrets of this knowledge. This is an old world, whereas the golden age is a new world. There was just the original, eternal, ancient deity religion in the Golden Age. It is a matter of 5,000 years. Vyas has written in the scriptures that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. In fact, the cycle is only 5,000 years. People are completely ignorant. They are asleep in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. New people who hear these things would not be able to understand them. This is why the father says, "I only speak to my children. You are the ones who started devotion. You have slapped yourselves. The father made you worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. This is also a play. Some people are soft-hearted and even start to cry while watching a play. The father says, those who cry lose out. There is no question of crying in the Golden Age. Here too, the father says, you mustn't cry. It is in the Copper and Iron Ages that people cry. Golden Age people never cry. At the end, no one will have any time to cry. They will continue to die suddenly. They will not be able to cry out in distress, O Rama. Destruction will take place in such a way that there won't be the slightest suffering, because none of the hospitals will even remain. This is why they make such things. The father explains to you, I take the army of you monkeys in order to conquer Ravan. The father is now showing you the way to conquer Ravan. All the sitars have to be liberated from the chains of Ravan. All of these matters have to be understood. God speaks. The father says to his children alone, hear no evil. Close your ears to the things that don't benefit you at all. You have now received Srimat. You are the ones who will become elevated. Here, they have given everyone the title Sri Sri. Acha, the father still says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This unlimited play of victory and defeat that the Father explains to you is so wonderful. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Baptada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become as merciful as the father. Liberate everyone from sorrow, and do the service of making impure ones pure. In order to become pure, have a lot of love for the one Father. 2. The Father says, those who cry lose out. This is why you must not cry in any situation. Blessing. May you be a master bestower who makes your companions loving and cooperative by having sovereignty over yourself. A king means a bestower. A bestower does not need to say anything or ask for anything. He himself offers each of his companions the gift of his love. When you too become the kings who rule over yourselves, they will all then offer you the gift of their cooperation. Lokik and Alokik companions say to those who rule over themselves, present, my Lord, yes, my Lord, and Haji, and become loving and cooperative. You should never give orders to the family. Just keep your physical senses in order, and all your companions will then become loving and cooperative. Slogan: while having all facilities for attainment, and when your attitude remains beyond, you will be said to have an attitude of disinterest. Om Shanti.